This is Lisa Horlander, and please don't drink the paint water. The podcast, conversations between artists about our work and other great advice to survive as an artist. This is Lisa Horlander. I'm excited today to have Matt Bowden with me from the Cedars Union. Matthew Bowden is the creative director and co-founder of the Cedars Union, an art incubator in the Cedars neighborhood of South Dallas, which provides studio space, tools, and programming to support emerging makers, designers, and creatives becoming financially stable and successful in their practice. Matthew is also the lead designer of Dalahost Studio, which he co-founded with his sister, fibers artist and furniture designer Megan R. Bowden Wilkinson, the Fort Worth and Texas-based industrial design studio, which they call The Compound, serves as both workshop and gallery and merges their backgrounds in furniture production and industrial design. His practice incorporates cutting-edge processes like additive manufacturing, CNC machines, rapid conceptual CAD with a mixture of substantially sourced traditional materials, modern compositions, and plastics. The studio's work focuses on high-end commercial and residential custom furniture, housewares, and hardware, utilizing short-run, lean manufacturing techniques to maximize the output of their small studio. He graduated in 2008 from Savannah College of Art and Design with a BFA in industrial design. He builds custom cars with whatever time he has left over and lives in Dallas. Thanks for joining us today, Matt.
Thank you so much for that intro.
Pretty good. I was excited to see some of those details because I'm going to take advantage of Dalahost and get some more things made from you guys.
Excellent.
Always love that. Okay, let's get things started off. What do you typically have in your glass?
Well, I'm kind of a beer guy. those of you who know about the Cedars Union, or maybe you don't, but we happen to have a brewery right next door, Four Corners. And so a lot of times I have their beer in my glass.
Which one's
your
favorite?
And if not that, I'm kind of basic and I really like their local Buzz. I think it's really good.
It's my favorite.
But being right next door, we get to try all sorts of new stuff.
Oh.
And then if not beer, then normally iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my southern stuff comes out occasionally. and I love the tea, especially from Chipotle.
Yes, a nice giant one. I about to say, how regularly do they do you just go over there and taste what they're making?
Yeah, I'm over there probably more than I should be. probably once or twice a week, maybe a bit more.
I didn't think about that. Next time I'm over there, I'm going to do that. That's a good idea. Well, what sparked your interest in art? How did you get involved with this whole big old world?
So my background in art probably started at its most basic level, with my grandmother. Both my parents worked growing up, and my grandparents lived around the block from us. And my grandmother was I guess now I know the terms, but we'd probably call her a fibers artist. She was a quilter and a painter. And so the entire time throughout my young life, I used to spend a lot of time at their place after school. So I wasn't really like a latchkey kid. I was like a grandma's house kid, I guess.
That sounds nice.
So yeah, after school we'd walk home from school, my sister and I, and I learned how to sew and how to paint all from my grandmother. And my mother was also in fashion merchandising, so I had sort of a deep connection and with fashion and design and especially fibers art from a pretty young age.
That's really interesting. Actually, I could see that in the way you designed the studios at the Cedars Union, is using 2D surfaces to create a 3D space.
Yeah. So I guess I was sort of a bit indecisive, I suppose, when thinking about what I wanted to do for a living. My grandfather on my mom's side was an engineer, and then my grandfather on the other side was a Methodist minister. And I had gone to private school and had these two sort of big pulls in my life, whether I would go into ministry or become an engineer. and I feel like I've sort of found some weird in-between place where now I'm working in design, but also working in nonprofit worlds where trying to help people out. But yeah, so I wasn't great at math. I'm okay at it, but not great. It doesn't make me very happy. So I think that sort of pushed my direction more towards, rather than doing engineering, I've sort of found industrial design. And I guess when I was in high school, I was really into, I've always been sort of into good design and really obsessed with sort of Apple, especially back then, with like Johnny Ive. And I sort of discovered what industrial design was, and it just seemed like a perfect fit for what I like doing. And so, yeah, industrial design is where I went and found SCAD, and the rest is history, I guess.
That's great. That's really interesting. I have wondered these things. I'm glad I get the opportunity to finally ask you. So have you been working on anything besides the fact that you're incredibly busy between all of this? Do you actually make, do you get the chance to make your own design work anymore?
Yeah, so I still occasionally help with projects over at Dollahost.
Awesome.
So my sister and I started that, I guess, coming up on 10 years.
Wow.
And for a while now, we've had another guy, Michael Newman, who is great, who has been largely sort of running that studio. My sister is about to have her first child, and so she's sort of rolling back her commitment a little bit to the studio. And but yeah, so I still work on design. I'm not there day to day building stuff as much as I used to be. But I just actually finished a project for one of our clients. They're doing sort of a flat pack ship project. So we did a piece of furniture for them. They do paper products and housewares. And they have a whole bunch of different products, and they wanted something for their distributors to be able to sort of display their projects in storefronts.
Neat.
And so we designed this flat pack and self-assembly shelving system that can be shipped out to their reps. So just
really
finished
clever.
That. I think we have a big table project coming up soon. And we've been helping out with a cool project doing these interiors of custom vans.
Ooh.
So all sorts of fun stuff that we're working on.
Vans, that's combining all your favorite things.
Yeah.
Love it. If you could give your younger self a tip or trick, what would that be?
Ooh, that is a good question. First, I'm firmly in the belief that if I had the ability to go back in time and tell my younger self something, I would probably ignore it, because my younger self probably wouldn't really think that some adult from the future knew what they were talking about. Which maybe that is probably the best advice, is listen to people who have more experience than you.
Yeah.
Don't always think that you're the smartest person in the room, and try and make sure to listen to other people. Take their advice and take it to heart, and really try and incorporate it into what you're working on. The advice of other people can save you an enormous amount of time and make your life a lot easier, so that you don't have to make the same mistakes that they did.
That's the truth. I wish that I agree. That's probably the best advice young people can get, is we actually have lived before and we have made mistakes.
Listen to other people.
It helps. I have a question from the listeners. I thought this was a good one for you. Who was the first artist or artwork you learned about that influenced you? If you can remember. Maybe not the first, but what's the one that you hold as a meaningful place in your heart?
Okay. So it probably wouldn't be the first. But I guess I've sort of mentioned him already. There's one other, Michael Graves, who's a architect and industrial designer. And then Joni Ive, who did a lot of the sort of initial sort of new wave work for Apple. Michael Graves did, you may be familiar with some of the building. He did a lot of work for Disney. He's done a lot of sort of public facing or public space projects. So like symphony centers and stuff like that. I just really love their design aesthetic. And Joni Ive especially, I think, sort of like using the design of products to help influence culture and sort of using the design of products or using the design of spaces to change and make the lives of people better. That's something that I'm really into and something that I've tried to do on sort of a much smaller scale with the Cedars Union. So sort of looking at those lessons and trying to apply design as a framework to bring communities together is something that I've used a lot at the CU with sort of the design of the studios in that space.
You've definitely done a good job with that, I have to say. The space itself does invite communication between the spaces, and that's been mm-hmm. that was really helpful to me.
Well, excellent. That's great feedback.
What have you seen lately? Have you gotten a chance to get out of the Cedars Union that kind of knocked your socks off?
So I guess being at the CU pretty much every day, probably more than I should be there, I get to see the work of some really incredibly talented emerging artists here in Dallas, yourself being one of them.
Thanks.
And so I always love to brag on a few of our artists, or maybe even all of them, that we have currently hanging out at the CU. So I guess your listeners may not know this, but we have groups come into the Cedars Union as cohorts. So every 18 months, we basically get somewhere between 14 to 18 new artists that come into the space and spend 18 months in our space, learning new things, meeting new people, making new work. And so every 18 months, I feel like I get, you know, 17 or 15 more people that I can brag about that I've seen do incredible work. And I guess just this weekend, Veronica Gonzalez just had a new show here in Dallas with Cluely Projects. She sort of even hid a bunch of the work from us at the CU. And it just sort of emerged out into the world at this beautiful show. And I was happy that I was able to get a piece yesterday.
Oh, good. Oh, you got one. Dang.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
For those of you in town, go check that out. It's a beautiful show.
It's a beautiful show.
But yeah, so if you're ever in Dallas and you would like to look at some great art, come out to the Cedars Union and check them out. We have some really incredible artists.
Matt gives really good tours, you guys, too. So I recommend it as a former cohort. He does a good job of knowing what we're making and being able to show you what we're making, which I appreciate. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of getting to see her show, too. I do highly recommend. If you get to see it, it is a experience. So she has both paintings and fiber art, and it's really interactive. And I mean, you're not going to get to touch it, but you feel like you're interacting with the ideas. And I thought that was exciting. But I also got to go see Liliana Block Gallery has an exhibition of Lee Merrill's work called Collecting Forests. I was blown away by this show. I've seen her work before, but this work, I happen to be a little bit fond of trees and forests, so I was excited to see what she's working on. And this work really did capture forests in a way that also opened up a lot of conversation about how humanity interacts with nature, and that threw me off. I was not really expecting such subtle hints that she gave. If you weren't paying attention in the work, you kind of missed some of the really great details that she had hidden away within the imagery. So if you get out, definitely go check that out. Or online, if you're not in Texas, I highly recommend just go see her work somehow. But Matt, is there anything online that you would recommend people check out? So resources, community works, that you've seen?
So I guess this may sound a little bit basic, but I just love learning stuff. I think YouTube and Twitch have become they're pretty basic sites that I think a lot of people know, but they may not know like specifically what you can do on them. Twitch, which I guess started off as sort of a gaming streaming platform, has now really, I feel like there's a really incredible niche of artists that work while live streaming and talking to their audiences.
That's nice.
And I really think that that's a really cool way for artists to sort of build a group of support and sort of a fan base for themselves. And, you know, being an artist can often be a fairly lonesome endeavor. Mm-hmm. And so having that sort of window to the bigger world outside, I think can be really helpful for a lot of artists and sort of help them make new connections. And then YouTube, I am like a serial YouTube subscriber. I think I'm subscribed to more than 1,000 channels.
Oh my gosh.
I love learning, and I feel like for the rest of my life, I'm just never going to stop learning. That's like my favorite thing to do. So again, sort of going back to that advice I gave earlier, having access to these people with such deep knowledge who care enough to spend the time to make videos, I think is an incredible resource that we have now through the internet on YouTube. And if anyone ever wants some recommendations for YouTube channels, I would happy to send you a giant list of everything from people who do machining, and I could probably give you 20 channels just about metal lathes. It's a great way that you can just sort of dive into a subject and find people who are really passionate about it, and sort of share that passion. So
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is something I think that we basically overlook sometimes. That is a huge resource, and I will be hitting you up on some of those, because I have been trying to expand my little scrolling at night to something a little more educational.
That's excellent. Great.
I highly recommend, if you're looking for some place to get your artwork details and business side updated, Artwork Archive is a fabulous resource. I just recently had a friend recommend that I check it out, and I have. And they not only have a great way of archiving your artwork, keeping track of your books, and doing all the business sides of the art world, but also they have a lot of really great advice. So going back to, some people have something that they have to offer that is great experience. And so they have lists of different grants that are available. They have different blog advice. I've got a lot going on. So if you haven't checked it out yet, I highly recommend Artwork Archive. But Matt, where can people find out more about you?
So I have an Instagram, which is Matt Dalahost. I mostly post my car stuff on there. I guess that's one subject we haven't really talked too much about. I'm really into cars. I love working on them. I love designing them and tinkering. So a lot of my car photos are on there. I have some design stuff on there as well. But I spend most of my days at the CU. So if you want to come meet me and learn more about what I do, I would love for anyone who is interested about art or making or creative practice to come out and visit us at the CU. And I guess I would probably get yelled at if I don't mention it. We have a great resources page on our website.
Good.
So if you go to cedarsunion.org and check out our resources page, we have links there to our YouTube site. And we record, at least for the past year and a half or so, we've put all of our public-facing programs that we've done on our website. Not all of them have the best recording quality, and we're working on that, but give you some access to some great programs that we've done.
They're so helpful. I really do appreciate that y'all put them up there so we can go back and listen to them again. Because there's been countless times where I'm like, I am going to pay attention and write notes. And I did pay attention, but the note taking maybe didn't happen. So I've gone back and listened to them a few times. Especially the fact that y'all get actual lawyers in to give advice is absolutely amazing. So thank you. I know that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And you guys, don't forget to go on and follow him, follow me. It's a free way to support us. Follow Cedars Union too. You'll be really glad that you did. Your Instagram feed will have all kinds of good advice. Also, if you liked my podcast, you can now support it on Patreon. That is something I'm trying to promote because, you know, you guys, I can give you all kinds of great advice on there, not just in the podcast, but one-on-one, so you can reach out to me, become kind of our own community. So yeah, I've got a Patreon for Don't Drink the Paint Water. Also, I recently opened up a shared artist studio in between studios, and you can schedule a tour and join a class or see our current pop-up exhibition. Just check it out on Instagram at In Between Art Studio. So that's something new. Come and see me. I would love to see you in person. But Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and congrats about the new space.
Thanks. Because I've learned from you guys, I can spread the community a little bit bigger.
Excellent.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening in. Thank you, podcasting wizards at TogiNet. If you want to start a podcast and sound amazing, I highly recommend you check them out. Don't forget, like this episode. It supports me and helps me make more podcasts. Also, check out the podcast's Instagram at Don't Drink Paint Water Podcast. Yes, one word. To see pictures of what I've talked about and to leave your questions for my future guests. See you on the next episode of Don't Drink the Paint Water, the podcast.